This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has launched rare airstrikes into Lebanon, a sharp escalation that has sparked fears of a broader conflict after militants fired dozens of rockets from Lebanon into Israeli territory. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon, what analysts describe as the most serious border violence since Israel's 2006 war with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group, threatened to push the confrontation into a dangerous new phase following violence at one of Jerusalem's holiest sites. In addition, the Israeli military reports, a Palestinian carried out a shooting attack against Israelis in the northern West Bank. Israeli medics say some people were critically wounded and remain unconscious. The shooting marks the latest incident in a period of unusually high violence in the occupied territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In its daily intelligence report on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the British Defense Ministry said Friday Russia has recently regained some momentum in the lengthy battle for Bakhmut. The report said Russian forces have highly likely advanced into the town center of the eastern city and have seized the west bank of the Bakhmut River. The update also reported that the Wagner paramilitary forces and Russian defense ministry commanders have paused their ongoing feud and improved cooperation. French President Emmanuel Macron has encouraged Chinese President Xi Jinping to use China's relationship with Russia to help bring an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Macron told Xi as they met Thursday in Beijing that Russia's aggression in Ukraine has harmed international stability. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who also held talks with Xi in Beijing Thursday, also urged the Chinese leader to use his influence to bring peace while cautioning against sending arms to Russia. A Kremlin spokesman Friday said he doubts China's position will change. This is VOA News. China, meanwhile, is retaliating for this week's U.S. meeting between Taiwan's president and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Today, China announced sanctions against the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's where Wednesday's talks were held between McCarthy and Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen. U.S.-China relations have sunk to their lowest level in decades, partly because of disputes over the status of Taiwan, which split with China in 1949 after a civil war. China's ruling Communist Party says Taiwan is obliged to reunite with China and has no right to conduct foreign relations. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs also announced sanctions against the Hudson Institute, a Washington think tank. Donna Warder, Washington.
In a move that is likely to further exacerbate U.S.-China tensions, the chairman of the U.S. House Foreign Relations Committee, Representative Michael McCaul, led a delegation to Taiwan Friday where he promised officials he would expedite U.S. weapons deliveries. A highly classified U.S. government review has been sent to lawmakers examining the chaotic withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan as the Taliban overran Kabul in 2021. The 12-page unclassified summary released by the White House Thursday, there were no indications that more time, more funds, or more Americans could have fundamentally changed the trajectory. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
Decisions by the previous administration of President Donald Trump and its lack of cooperation with the incoming administration of President Joe Biden severely constrained U.S. options in Afghanistan, according to a summarized report publicly issued. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Trump administration did not hand over any files on the planned Afghanistan withdrawal to incoming Biden officials, despite numerous requests.
Transitions matter. That's the first lesson learned here. And the incoming administration wasn't afforded much of one.
The report effectively pushes back against relentless Republican criticism of the Biden administration's handling of the withdrawal, the focus of an investigation in the Republican-led House of Representatives. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian court has ordered the execution of a man accused of killing seven people during nationwide protests last year. In an online posting, Iran's judiciary reported Abbas Kukri was accused of using a military weapon to fatally shoot seven people in the city of Aiza in Khuzestan province in November and charged with the capital crimes of Mubara, or war against God, and corruption on earth. At the burial of one of the shooting victims, identified as 10-year-old Kian Perfalik, the boy's mother reportedly blamed security forces for his death. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.